Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I have always had a love for the law. Perhaps that's why already at a very young age, my favorite shows to watch on television were always those shows that had to do with the police or with our court system. For as long as I can remember, even before, according to my parents, I've always had a very strong sense of justice. I want innocent people to be exonerated and guilty people to be found guilty and punished. And that sense of justice extended beyond my television watching and on into the classroom. And on the ball field, and in my places of work and such, which, as you might well imagine, didn't always make me a very popular person. I just don't like it when people get away with things. My feelings were, and pretty much still are, if you've done wrong, then you should pay for what you've done. And that's why God's laws in the Old Testament always made sense to me. You know, stuff like eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. It just seemed right to me that a person should have done to them what they did to someone else. Or at least they should be made to pay in some way. It's not just. It's not right. It's not fair. When someone hit your parked car when you're not there and they don't leave a note and you're left with a repair bill. And that's why today's text from Romans is one that I find to be especially hard. I get it from a grace of God, mercy of God perspective. But it is still tough for me to reconcile with my strong sense of justice. Intellectually, I understand what Paul is saying. And what Paul is saying here in Romans is completely consistent with what Jesus both lived and taught. But in my gut, I don't like it. In my gut, I feel that evil people should get what's coming to them. And that mean people should not be blessed. And I'd be willing to bet that you pretty much feel that way too. In fact, most folks do. Let me ask you this. If you can remember back to the 90s and the whole O.J. Simpson fiasco. How did you feel when O.J. Simpson was exonerated or acquitted of the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman? If you were like most of America, you were probably fairly upset. You see, whenever we perceive someone to get away with something, especially if we're the ones who are the victim, or victim's family, we feel robbed and cheated and made to be victims all over again if there's not justice. Justice demands that a price be paid. And too often it seems like the folks who do the wrong get away with the evil. They aren't made to pay at all. And that just doesn't set right with us. And that's why this text in Romans is tough. Because it seems like Paul wants us to just love and forgive everybody. And we're supposed to even help those people who have done evil or harm to us. It's as if Paul wants us to let them off the hook. Not make them pay for their wrongs against us. Yes, that's pretty much what Paul's saying. You see, this text is not about justice. This text is about mercy. It's about us not giving people what they deserve. That's mercy. But in fact, giving them what they don't deserve, that's grace. It's about letting our actions toward others, even and especially those people who do evil and spiteful and hurtful things to us, letting our actions be motivated by and inspired by and governed by love. Always. Only. Always and only love, with no exceptions. All of which is simply Paul expounding on Jesus' words in the Sermon on the Mount. If you might remember, Jesus said this. He said, "You've heard it said, eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Which is also exactly what God did by sending his Son into this world to become incarnate in the Virgin Mary. He laid aside what mankind deserved, what we deserved, because of our sin, namely death, and gave to us what we did not deserve, namely forgiveness of our sins and eternal life. The cross is God's greatest example of not repaying someone evil for evil, of blessing those who persecute you, and of overcoming evil with good. The gospel writer Luke tells us that even after Jesus had been stripped and mocked and beaten and spit upon, even as he was being crucified on the cross between two criminals, yet he cried out to his Father in heaven to forgive those very people who were killing and who were cursing him. If ever there was a time when eye for an eye was justified, if ever there was an event that called for an evil to be repaid with evil, if ever there was a place where vengeance seemed to be in order, it was at the cross, where the most holy and innocent Son of God was crucified, though he had done nothing wrong. And yet, in the midst of this greatest injustice the world has ever seen, Jesus did not retaliate. As Isaiah the prophet prophesied concerning the Messiah's future sacrifice, he said, "He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth." You know, too often when I talk to folks, especially members, about reconciling with other folks in their lives who they have an issue with, or about forgiving people who have done something wrong against them, too often when I'm speaking to them, I hear them say, "Yes, but..." And as soon as I hear them say, "Yes, but," I cut them off. Because no matter what they say next, no matter what this other person has done against them, it does not, it cannot, and it will not justify treating that person with disdain. Not according to God's word. Yes, but is eye for eye language. Not bless those who persecute you language. It's law, not gospel. It's Moses-like, not Christ-like. The fact of the matter is that you and I are forgiven of our sins because God did not repay evil for evil. We're forgiven because God doled out his justice on Jesus rather than on us. And we're saved from eternal death because God blessed us with the resurrection of his Son, even though we had lived in defiance of his commandments. Since this is what the God of the universe has done for us, this is also what we are to do for others. Doesn't matter that other folks sometimes don't deserve our kindness or our love or our mercy. It only matters that this is what God has called us and commanded us to do. Unless we become like me, get a little too hung up on seeking justice, may we always remember that we didn't and we don't deserve God's grace and love and mercy either. But we have those gifts because of the death and the resurrection of Jesus. To him and him alone be the glory. Amen.